even though they're in your classroom for a year and you got a certain material you have to go over for them to learn, you're really preparing them for life. I think that's a highly effective teacher.
That was Rod Wilson, an organizer with the Kenwood Oakland Community Organization in Chicago. Part of his job there is to coordinate COCO's Grow Your Own Teacher program. The basic idea behind a Grow Your Own program is to take people from a community and train them to become teachers, and then put them into schools in that community. After a concerted multi-year struggle, a coalition of organizing groups from all over Illinois, especially Chicago, got a law passed that helped to fund and implement Grow Your Own programs in the state. In a lot of ways, these kinds of initiatives present an innovative way of addressing the national teacher quality and equity crises. Proponents like Mr. Wilson argue that the Grow Your Own model is a definite improvement over more widely known programs.
It's not an alternative certification program. So it's not like Teach for America, where you can have a different degree, go through a six-week course, and then you can be put in front of a classroom full of young people for 2 years, and now you're certified as a highly qualified teacher. No, it's not like that. You have to go through all the requirements of the education program of that institution.
Another key difference from programs like Teach for America is the structure of a Grow Your Own initiative. Each one requires a consortium made up of a school district for the teachers to go to once they graduate, a university for them to get their degrees from, and a community-based organizing group like COCO. Mr. Wilson spoke about the role of those groups.
The consortium had to consist of a community organization because the whole initiative came from a grassroots ground-up process. And the idea is that the community organization helps them on what are some of the issues happening in the community so that the candidates, they're more aware of those things. So that when they get in the class, they're teaching leaders. They're impacting not only the class, but also the school and the community as well. So one of the goals of Illinois is to, one, to develop a pipeline of teachers of color. Two, so make sure the teachers understand the culture of the community of the students they're going to be teaching. And three, reduce the teacher turnover rate in our hard-to-staff schools.
One of the ways that Grow Your Own initiatives could help to reduce that turnover rate is in the way that candidates move through the teacher education program. Every year, candidates have to apply for financial aid, and any costs not covered that way are picked up by the state of Illinois in the form of a loan. That loan becomes forgiven only if candidates complete the program and then commit to staying at a school identified by the community organization for at least 5 years.
So that way, when the candidates come out, we're not getting students who will just come in and teach 1 year or 2 years and leave, and all they're teaching for at minimum 5 years. And since we're recruiting candidates from the community, the likelihood of staying is greater than someone from, you know, Boston who happened to teach in Chicago for 2 years and decide, no, I'm going back to Boston. I don't want to teach. I'm going to go do what I went to school to do anyway. There's a different drive and motivation behind it. And also, if from that community, you know some of the young people, you know the family. So it's a deeper connection. You're less likely to give up on a young person. We feel that it's going to help the same from our teachers in our classroom and in our community because most research shows that teachers typically go home to teach.
Another stated goal of Grow Your Own is to create a pipeline for African-American and Latino teachers to enter into schools in their communities. And right now, that is certainly lacking.
When you look in Illinois, there are 53 colleges and universities that provide education degrees. Out of 53, only 9 had 10% higher African-American graduates. So there is no pipeline for African-American men and women to become teachers.
In comparison, over 80% of Grow Your Own candidates are African-American or Latino. The last goal that Mr. Wilson talked about was around making sure that teachers understood the culture and the situation of the students that they were teaching. In his personal opinion, that's a big component of being an effective teacher.
Part of what makes an effective teacher is an openness you got to have. You have the desire not just to just teach, but a desire to see your community better. I think when you have that openness, you have that desire. Because some teachers have it naturally. Some teachers, you know, can develop it, but that desire to want to see something different, to see the greatness of a child coming out, is something you got to have inside. And well, I think when you look at it through that lens, you see different opportunities, but you got to be able to relate to your young people. Can somebody from outside of a community come in and do the same thing? Yes, they can. Does it happen more than not? I don't know. But, you know, if they're from that community, the chances are that they have more cultural competency in relationship to that child, but also they have more drive to kind of see something different, not just in that child's life, but also, you know, that in our community. Or we need to turn the conversation from highly qualified to highly effective. How do we produce highly effective teachers? And I think that's because you went to Ivy League school does not mean that you're going to be an effective teacher in the classroom. You know, so I think that's what we need to look at. And we truly believe that our teachers are going to be highly effective teachers.
Initiatives like Grow Your Own have the potential to be a huge part of the movement for educational justice and for community control of schools. It directly addresses one of the most consistent and widespread problems that face our school system, a massive teacher turnover rate in schools that need effective teachers the most. Just as important, it does this not by turning to the corporatization of schools, but by looking at communities as resources for schools. Mr. Wilson said a number of times in our conversation that Grow Your Own is more than a program. It's a long-term organizing initiative, and that's a key piece to all of this. Programs that rely on outside investment can only take our schools so far. In order to bring about an education system that is truly just, we need to organize ourselves and our communities to change that system. Grow Your Own is an initiative that is more than worthwhile and can be replicated, and we plan to continue researching and pursuing the idea of getting a similar system in place here in Philly.